Blog Talk Radio. Fever. This is Thursday and it's a new time, new show. We got a lot of the lines are full. It took me a few minutes tonight to get in, being the host, that the lines are so full and so many people. So I guess 9 o'clock's a busy time too. So we love all of you and we're glad you're here. And this is Psyche Jethro. Those of you who are waiting for our very gifted and beautiful co-host, and she's here tonight. That's Dina Flanagan. Some of you guys have been asking me a little bit. I'm going to give you just a little bit of a piece of energy here, and then we'll introduce and let you guys talk to me and Dina here. We've got a lot of you. Hang on with the phone calls. We know you want to get that free mini reading. But we do want to let you know that I, you know, Jethro Smith, am a Native American. I am born with a gift. I was born with this as a child, and then I first drowned. I came to the other side, went over, crossed over, as they call it, passed, went over, drowned, came back with this gift very stronger, and I've learned to enhance my gift. We've been having a lot of people asking the questions about what's the deal on the other side. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll be talking with Maureen and Nola, and we will be discussing that, exactly that topic. They have a lot of stories and a very true new book that they put out on people that have crossed over or been on the other side, what's on the other side, and looking at that part of life that is after our life. I am going to bring up a little bit more of an information tonight. Our discussion, our topic will be with our lovely Dina, and the topic that we have tonight is psychic energy and children born with the gift. How do you utilize it? What are you doing with the gift, and how does it go there? So that's what we're going to be looking at. And Dina, I want to thank you. How are you, Dina?
I'm good. How are you?
A little bit flustered that it took me a bit to get in here, and I'm trying to catch my breath. But welcome, everybody. And Dina, that's the topic tonight, is children and the gift of it, and children that are psychic. And I'd like you to kind of introduce yourself and let everybody know who Dina Flanagan is, and then give your opinion on children with the psychic abilities.
Well, I am Dina Flanagan, and I was born with a gift myself. And it's difficult when you're a child trying to understand what this gift is, and especially if you don't have parents that understand it as well. So the best thing to do is to try to find or talk to somebody. Now it's much more prevalent, so there's plenty of people to talk to about it or would recognize it more. And so just to hopefully find someone who will understand it. And if not, then I don't know, I guess I just kept developing it and on my own. That's what I did with mine all through the years.
I agree with you. And you brought up a very good topic there, that it isn't easy being a child with this gift. And we have a lot of different ones who are writing in about indigo children, crystal children. This is something I'd like to do just a special show on too, and that is the different varieties of psychic developed children. I mean, all of us as a whole have went through an evolution of this, that you see children who are able to do other abilities, and even today, the children that are born with this gift is not easy. I agree very much with what you said, Dina, being someone too with it. I think that a lot of times people who are not gifted misconcept this and think that this is just because it looks easy and natural, something that we are born with the gift, so it just came with us like a left-handed or right-handed person, not realizing that it's like having a sword and trying to learn to wield that as a child can be very frightening. It can be hurtful. And I agree with you that, as you know, the sad part is how other people understand it. I feel that sometimes people have looked at me differently. I felt people have used me differently in my life because of it. And it's something that I hide from different people because of that. You know, when I was a teenager, I found out the really great thing was to be able to start to read, and I could get a lot of attention from the opposite sex. The sad part was I couldn't talk to the person I wanted to date because all the looky lures and all the questioners didn't let me talk to that girl. I really didn't like it. Can you help iterate your Dina? I mean, for a woman, how was this for you on the other side of this?
It's much harder being a female psychic because a lot of men don't like that women have that ability to be able to read their mind or know what's going to happen. Or it takes a really a man that's really confident with himself and really sure and positive and doesn't let that stuff rock his world to understand or to handle. Because I don't know about you, but probably about 95% of my clients are women.
Exactly.
So a lot of men just don't. They don't believe in it. They don't. It scares them because, you know, they think different. And women, a lot of women were born with intuition because they're the mothers, that they're the children and whatnot. So they have that natural ability. We all do, but women just, they use it more. They use it. And men are taught to think, you know, facts and figures and more the scientific mind. So it's extremely difficult, really is. Just a lot of men are just scared of it.
And this is, I feel this very much when I've had clients. I can tell you the difference real quickly when you walk into a room, because women do they're more of, like you said, more of a sensitivity, and men we've been taught to put out this kind of a false side and different attitude, and it's hilarious to me. I agree very much that a good example is when you're in a metaphysical fair and the couples come in, the ladies all go right away, come up, hello, they're looking, checking, the men stand back. A lot of times when I've had the males that come in for the reading, they slap their hand down and they're like, what do you want from me? And they're like, and usually their biggest challenge is like, you know, I don't believe it. And they'll always say, I want you to do this. I had a good email today, and I'm bringing that up right now. It just reminded me of that a person wrote to me and said, what do you do to people who don't believe this? And I said, well, I do the same respect that I hope they do for me. You're entitled to your belief. I feel that the same way. And in this respect, when a person's doing that, usually I have to really go to the point of them. And it's like I can say things that everyone else is going, how does he know this? And they're going, oh, everybody says that to me. And then you go, it is a difference with the sexes. It's another whole show we've got to do, and I've got them pushing the button going, give us our readings. Okay, you guys, I've held you back. We got to talk our topic. Any of you who want to iterate, please discuss this. We've had a lot of gifted people. Me and Dina have seemed to bring in the energy. That's why we played the song Fever. We've had a lot of people say that when they're on listening to the show, they feel the energy from us, and I do believe it's because we're both born with the gift, and I know that it's Dina's a healer. She will talk about that in a couple of the shows. You guys have listened to the archives. And with me and the angel work, I think that's why Dina's on, is to give you guys that extra energy. Going with that, 813, you're live and you're on the air of Psyche's Gone Wild with Psyche Jethro and Dina Flanagan. How are you, 813?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You a little nervous? What do you think of our topic tonight? You kind of just dipped in there on us like, hello.
What did you say? What did I think of the topic?
Yes.
I find it interesting because, you know, I always wondered, for children, it seems like that if they didn't understand it, as for anybody, it would be kind of scary for them. So I'm just curious because I know you have mentioned that your son as well has the gift as well, correct?
Yes, correct.
So tell us, can you say a little bit, like, some of the interesting things that...
Sure. And this is a good example. We can say a little bit about this, and this is something that will help all of you guys that are calling in, and we love this, is that when you to notice with your child, one of the quickest ways to notice with your child that I found for me, and I've worked with other people, is watch your child's reaction. A normal child will look at you, and, you know, their attention's on colors, they're looking around. A psychic child is usually not looking directly at you. they're talking more to your guides. They're looking at other energy. You'll see them really strongly look at you. I have laughed because now we're on a third generation with my son, and his son, and very gifted. And right away he did this, was just very intently looking, and they're like, uh-oh, glasses. I'm like, no, that's not the problem. And I could laugh because you could see him doing that. And some of the things I found out for me was that when the children, when your kids are real young and you look and notice when you're all sitting in a room, notice the child who's not intensely doing it. It's like they're hearing, and you'll notice, like when you look and you see someone hearing, they're hearing something that's not going on. The room can be dead quiet at times. Everybody else could be acting up. The child, wouldn't you agree, Dina? I mean, help me here. You can help her a little bit too. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my youngest son is extremely psychic, and I had great-grandparents that read tea leaves and so on, so it runs all down through the family. But my youngest son is the first male, per se, and when he was young, you would hear him talking to somebody, and I'd be like, well, who are you talking to? And he would describe people that have passed on. And so then you would just know, he would look at things differently, like Jeff was saying, and he would, he'd be guessing numbers all the time. He'd read your mind, but then all of a sudden somebody in his life, somebody influential, told him that it was hogwash, and he shut it right off. You always have it, so it's not shut off, but he decided to not use it, not bring it out. And even though I tried to, I am psychic and have always used it, have tried to tell him it's not harmful and to use it for the good, he still decided to shut it down. But I think he'll bring it back out when he's ready. So really, it's important to make sure that the child can handle it, and that they're ready, or it's something they want to do. Because if it's not, then they won't enjoy it, you know.
Exactly, and as Perry's talking about in the chat room, they drift off as a kid, daydreamers. And as I love what Dina just said there, make sure you guys who do have children never, always leave the doors wide open with the light work. If I'm doing the positive, encourage your children. A lot of people said, remember, it was that when kids had the secret friend, and we've seen a lot of work with, they're like, there was no one there, and they had an imaginary friend, and they were looking for attention. And ironically, I didn't have the imaginary friend. I knew exactly who my guide was, and I had my teacher, if you guys read the book, Living in the Psychic Realm, Meg encouraged it, and I know that I raised my children that way. We laughed. We were talking about friends yesterday. We had babysitters, and I would try to warn them. I had a young babysitters come in, and with two boys who were very psychic, their funnest game was, I can get rid of her in 10 notes. And they would, like, shake the doors, rattle things, talk about there was a sister of theirs that they had, did she know where she was? And they'd make it sound like somebody had passed in the family, and then they'd rattle the table. And for a 16, 17-year-old girl, seeing a table move on its own, and those two were like, so I would kind of try to, and I encourage them to use the gift good, but, they're boys. You can tell them, raising boys, they are honest, so are girls, but, they do like to play with it. Encourage your children. I've seen a lot of people that I work with that have their third eye open as a child and can see and sense, and a parent or somebody come in their life and did exactly what Dina said, or started telling them, is this normal, or, the church. I've had a lot of people tell me, is not what they want to hear at the church, and they'll shut it down, and then it's very hard to open the third eye again. And you see a lot of people who can't sleep or have a lot of nightmares, and it's that their pineal gland and their third eye is shut down so far that you get someone like Dina. We go, Dina, Dina comes in as a healer. She tunes them up, cranks them up, and spins them back where they can see again. Am I correct, Dina, in what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what I do. I clear out the blockages and everything that's stopping, the flow, so that, and a much clearer channel. So you can hear, see, feel, however, which way it's going to come in. Yeah.
813, you have some people here you're kind of curious about and want to iterate. I really thank you for asking us. Give us your first name, and we better give you a little bit of a reading. I feel like you've got some other things happening, too, for you.
It's Brenda.
But Brenda, I feel that's part of what's happening with you that's also strengthening for you, is that you're coming into your own and starting to really sense this. That's why you wanted to hear the stories. You also have some children of your own that have some abilities that you're trying to figure out what their abilities are.
I don't know if they have abilities. I'm just curious. I haven't expressed anything, but the whole thing, it does intrigue me. So I'm trying to learn a little bit more about the chakras and things like that. So
excellent. I love that.
You'll be opening up. You'll be opening up real soon, is what I'm hearing. You're gonna you've been dabbling with it or working with it, but your third eye is gonna open wide. Probably within the next 6 months to a year, if you keep with the dabbling.
Okay. What can I do to help that? I mean, do I just, because I've been just going on the internet, and Jethro, I've spoken with you before, and I want to know, what can I do to get to, you know, to enhance that, I guess you could say.
Are there, like, I don't know what area you're in, but are there classes in your area or anything like that encourages it or teaches you?
Not that I know of. The only one that I know of is Jethro.
Oh, because where I'm from, it's everywhere. Everywhere. And so, yeah, you can go to a class every night of the week if you wanted to, from different people. But you might want to look. I don't know. But since you're not in an area where it is, definitely do the online thing or get books. I did a lot of books when I decided to really open further. Did a lot of books. I did a lot of classes, or just people were sent to me, or whatever, you know, that needs to be sent to you will be sent to you. But reading a lot about it, it just really helps.
Okay.
And doing exercises, like a lot of the classes I did was a lot of exercises. So, but there are plenty of books out there teaching you how, like, you could learn, like, every time your phone rings, try to guess who it is. You know, wake up in the morning and try to figure out what's going to happen to you for that day. You know, who might call, what, you know, just anything that you do on a normal, what will happen at work if you work, who might text you, that's how I use it daily, or how I used it daily to get started. And now it just happens. I wake up and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to hear from so-and-so, and this is what's going to happen, and this is, yeah. So if you use it daily, like anything, it gets better. So that's what you want to do with things that you do daily. And even take out maybe a deck of cards and try to guess which one you're going to pull. Pull one and try to guess it, and that sort of thing. But, yeah, get yourself a book of some sort on psychic development or developing your intuition.
I have another question.
Those classes too, Brenda. I mean, we are doing classes here in Tampa. We are looking at getting them started here in January. I've got people doing classes right now on the computer because it's just easier to do it for, like, to talk on the phone and do it on the computer and then talk to me like 20 minutes, and then we'll be doing classes here. We're already in the process of getting a place to do them at.
Okay.
That's my favorite, hands-on.
Did I find that on your website?
Yes, yeah, you'll see. Yeah, my classes are on jethrosmith.net, you guys. It's jethrosmith.net.
Okay, and can I ask one question?
Sure.
From your book, there was a part where, I can't remember the name of the little boy that you had conflict with that was entering you in your dreams and was trying to sabotage you through your dreams.
Cass, yeah.
Okay, earlier this week, I had a very terrifying dream, and I woke up and I was frightened, and that was the first thing that I thought of, is I was just wondering if someone was trying to sabotage me in my dream. It was very frightening, and is that the reason why I'm asking is because, you know, I was hearing that there's a chant where you can open up your chakras, so I was trying to do the chant, and I thought, well, maybe I opened up something bad, and someone's been trying to get in that's on the dark side. Could that be possible? Is that what that dream was about?
I think it was subconscious, too. Subconscious will do that, you know, and that's where, you know, I don't feel that it is. But I know what you're talking about, that there is difference. Those of you who read the book, there's also people they call dreamwalkers, and that was what he was able to do, where they come in your dreams. He was not a good person and was able to do things, obviously, as you guys read, that, you know, was not bad as you were talking there. What are you feeling, Dina? I feel like she's having something go on subconsciously that's trying to keep her from doing it.
Yes, that's what I felt. So while she was talking, you guys were talking, they showed me to open up her crown, something in her crown chakra, and I sent some specific colors and energy and some objects down through. Well, I call them objects; they're symbols down through, so that it should help you. That's what they told me to do while you guys were talking. So yes, definitely, it's more about your subconscious and shifting it around. I just shifted everything around in there and opened it up.
So the dream is from my subconscious? Is that what you're telling me?
It is. We're going to have to get with you, Brenda. We've got about 30 minutes in there. Like 15 people behind you. they're giving me a sign that I don't think a psychic should see it after hours. But we do thank you, and we welcome you to get a hold of us. Get on the classes, do with that. You guys, this is a great topic. We're going right into 425. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. And how are you, 425?
I am fine. How are you doing this evening?
Really good. We're trying to get everybody in. This is one of those topics that, you know, you've got me and Dina. Would you like to have I feel like you've got a question. Do you go ahead and talk to Dina? I'm feeling an energy with you that's a little intense. You've got some anger there a little bit. Something.
Yeah, that's, I'm like, whoa.
Well,
my heart's
breaking. I talked to you guys before, and I do animal rescue, and I adopted out a dog, and I don't know if he's still alive, and there's a lot of lies connected to it, and it's just I can't feel him, and that just disturbs me because I would think that we had that much of a connection. So that's where the anger is coming from, and it's mostly hurt. So
I feel feeling a lot of intense pain from the heart area.
Yeah.
There's still a connection there, though, I feel. Yeah, there's still a connection. Now, did you? I only heard part of it. Did you say you lost the dog, or what happened?
No, he was adopted out to somebody else. I do rescue, and they told me that they put him to sleep, but they can't come up with any receipts or anything of the nature. They said that he attacked them, which I don't believe for one minute. There's just a lot of too many lies, so.
Yeah, they're lying, and I apologize for I'm getting intense now. I'm getting cranky because I can feel they're lying.
Yes.
And we both getting the Dina, they're both getting it. These people they got the dog, they weren't taking care of it. It started to be odd. Now they're making up stuff. They seem to they were kind of. I feel that what's got you is that they were being a little odd to him. You feel the same thing I do, that they were getting to be abusive to him. He tried to warn them is what he was doing. You know, he was an animal, and they were being uptight to him. And I feel like these were horrible people. I feel like that's how they've run their whole life. You know, I hope they don't have any children because they can't take care of themselves. I'm sorry. I got the anger. We got that there.
She can't have kids, thank God. Literally. And I do mean that. But like I say, I just can't. I don't know if he's still alive. That's all I want to know. So I can try to just get some peace. I don't know where my little Aldo is. I don't know.
I'm feeling he's still alive. I don't know about you, Jethro, but I'm feeling he's still alive.
Yeah, I am too. And I feel like that whatever's happened there in the whole mess and everything else is like they basically went and got rid of him or did something, and someone else has got him. I don't feel.
Yep.
I feel someone got him, and he's trying to find his way back to you. And why you're feeling so much with it is he's really disorientated. I feel that it's going to take a while. You did all that help to get him back. And know this with the angels and the guides, that they do this with animals and people. They put out this energy. I know that you are a good person. I know this animal's getting washed right now. I do feel he's alive too. You're going to have to definitely keep us informed because you got me a little uptight there. I'd like to go over there and kick those other people right in the bottom. I just really feel that. What were you thinking? I mean, you goofy people. You know, it's like this horrible energy of and I feel that that's part of the problem that happened was that they really weren't correctly with the dog, and that's why you said all those lies and everything was just, and it's a drama. They're looking for attention, you know, and this poor dog.
Because now they've started slandering me, and they're trying to destroy my nonprofit and do all. It's just bizarre. It's so bizarre. I don't understand the energy and the thinking. But I just, like I say, I can't. I mean, I've called to him at night. I tried to dream him, and I cannot connect with him as, you know, if in spirit. I just can't do it. But I feel him in a different way, you know. Like, if I know when he's upset. And he's terribly upset, and that's what's got me going.
Yeah,
it's like,
I feel he's kind of angry and confused, but but like frustrated because it can't get back to where it wants to get back to. That's what I'm feeling. Like, oh, it's just a lot of intense emotion from the dog.
That's what I'm getting. And these other people, we both know there's people like this. I pray in that and know that. Get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. Privately, I will give you a free reading. I kind of write your number down here and do a little bit of work for you in the year. I don't see your place going anywhere but up. I see that it's going to be a little bit hard, but you're a nonprofit organization, and these people are petty. We need to put a little more prayers around it, and we need to add that. So definitely get a hold of me at my email, and like I said, I will work out with you and give you a reading, or you can, you know how to get a hold of me on my site, jethrosmith.net, and leave your information to who you are, because we need to read a little bit for your organization. I see that there's going to be some other resources there, some other marketing done for you that's going to bring in some financial extra help. You've got some really good ability with animals. I mean, we both could feel it. Me and Dina, when you came on the phone, it was like, whoa, and it's like somebody's messed with her kid and they were not wise. And I wanted to tease you. It's like, okay, and then I realized don't make a funny right now, and then I saw what was going on a little bit. And I thank you, and we're going to keep the prayers out for you. And I know you guys are going, what are you doing? We're giving everybody a little more time. We've got a lot of people, and thank you for calling in. I hope we helped you.
Oh, thank you so much. You did incredibly much, and bless your hearts, and thank you. Just thank you.
Bless you, and we'll keep you in our prayers. And those of you who are calling in, I know tonight you're going, what are you doing? It's 9 p.m. and there's so many callers. We're going 914. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I'm Trevor. You see, we were chatting in the room as well. The topic was really interesting, about how kids have this sense. As a child, you might have certain psychic abilities. I was the one writing in the chat room how, as a kid, I used to drift off. And, wander off and think about things. And I would tell my parents things, and they would be like, well, where'd you come up with that? And I would say, I couldn't really explain it. And, a lot of times parents do tend to kind of shun you and say, okay, well, don't talk about these crazy things. Or you sound crazy. And I just, I think I shut it off as I got older as well. And then I met a spiritual healer when I was in California, and I kind of reopened that channel back up. As an adult. And I just kind of been exploring with that, ever since.
Well, keep going. Because you didn't lose it, you just kind of shut it off. So when you decide to open it up, it will open back up wide again. I'll send some energy to help open yours back up too. That's what will happen. Everybody will, there'll be a lot of people, a lot of naysayers, but you have to just kind of ignore them and know if you're using it for the good, that it's a good thing. And don't listen to the people who say it's evil or it's bad or whatnot, because it's not. And
I always do. So, I mean, a lot of my friends call me for advice. And I mean, it's like, I don't do like, readings or anything, but they always call me for like life experiences. And I just always know what to say. And I like always... I just seem to, know what this – I mean, I get a call from my best friend, all the time. She's like, Charles. She goes, I'm in another jam. And I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I give you so much advice. It's like sometimes it's like I don't even know what advice to give myself, because it's like, oh, my God. But it's like, I don't mind. And with me, it's like I'm not harsh or anything, but sometimes I can be critical because I'm like, listen, I love you. That's why I'm critical.
There's a lot of times we have to be butt kickers, as I call it. We definitely have to.
I mean, and sometimes I'm known to be like, all right. And it was another thing you guys brought that was interesting, with the whole male and female thing of when they go to get readings. Like, me personally, I was always open to it. I mean, I've been skeptical of some readers, but, when I got to Blog Talk Radio and I was like listening to a couple of forums, you guys really seem, so legit. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to talk to them so bad and everything, because, you have a lot of people, who want you to pay. And it's like, it's not about the money. And it's like, you capitalize on it and they tell you these things like, oh my God, this is going to happen to you. I'm just like, and as a male, I was never skeptic of the readings. Like I said, certain ones, I have gotten to, and I'm just kind of like within the first minute, I'm like, okay, this is not going good at all. And I'm not paying any money, to sit here and talk. But I did also call in because I just kind of want to get a general reading.
What do you want to know? Just
More about career. because, you know, this is my going to my second year of my career, and just want to know where I stand.
Just the what now? What'd you say, Ralph?
More about my career. Just want to know more where I stand, if I have a really bright future at the job I'm at now.
Is there more schooling to be done or schooling to be done around this job?
Oh, no, I'm all finished. I'm all complete.
Oh, you're all complete, because I'm feeling like there's something else or something more you're going to be doing. This is what I'm feeling. You're going to be learning more or doing more. And we're not talking like it doesn't have to be like school where you go, you know, and get credits type of thing. I'm feeling
well,
like
there's one thing I have been doing a lot more lately. I'm a production assistant, which is entry level, but they've been having me produce blocks lately. And it's a really big, you know, jump up and learning experience, you know, and it's been a really big learning experience so far.
Well, so then that's the learning, because like that's what I keep saying. There's learning and more learning and more learning with this job. So you can go very far with it. So I would say definitely keep up whatever you're doing, but be open to the learning, because they're going to have you do. I feel like they're going to do something new within this whatever it is you're doing, and they're going to have you learning it or probably. Pioneering it, I guess it would be the word.
It's so funny to say that, because I'm already doing that. It's like, oh, my God, that is confirmed.
Are you? Yeah, well, they're not done. So they're not done, and they'll see that you're good at it, and that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever they want to pioneer something, it's like they want to use you or what have you. So I keep saying learning, more learning, more learning. That's what they keep showing me. But it's a good thing. It's really, really good for you.
I have another question pertaining to this. Recently, one of my bosses kind of put me down. He called me in the office and he said, you know, Charles, he's like, you know, okay, yeah, you've been doing all this stuff. And he wasn't really like, you know, congratulating me. He literally put me down. He's like, you know, your writing sucks. And he told me like, you know, your writing sucks. It stinks. And because, you know, I work for television, and he's like, you know, you need to like fix this. And it wasn't that he was being critical. It was literally the way he said it was very harsh.
Mm.
And I walked out of that room, and I'm just like, well, where do I go from there?
I wouldn't take too much stock in that. Because I'm feeling there's some jealousy there or something is what I'm seeing. Some jealousy or some – I wouldn't take too much stock in it. That's what they keep telling me. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing and – don't worry about that. Make yourself better. Sometimes the criticism is what you need to push you. You know,
mm-hmm.
as we were talking about the butt kicking, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need the butt kicking.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like when I get a dose of my own medicine and everything, it's kind of like, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you know, wait a minute. I'm like, I can serve this, but I can't take it. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what is wrong with this picture and everything. But one final question I have, because I know you guys are limited on time.
Yeah, we got people pushing us, Perry. They're going to give us that, and it's not pretty when they get mad at the psychics. They don't call us nice. They throw at us.
Okay, my last question, if I have time for the last one, is I spoke to somebody a while ago, and they said that I was going to, quote-unquote, bump into the lover at work. Not in my department, but somebody in the same building. I just always wanted to know if that was true.
You can go for that one, Jethro.
I feel that. And, yeah, you throw me the love. You know how the Scorpio here, I got to go up. Yeah, I know. I do feel there's something that happened with the relationship with you, and I also see that you brought up television. I keep feeling that there's some other broadcasting that's going to happen around that television. You'd asked about your career, and I think it's got to do with a little bit of love. Someone also wants to play a little hanky-panky but around the work with you. You've got something there going on, and I was like, whoa, you know, I'm kind of a little bit Disney when it comes to other stuff sometimes. I was like, oh, my gosh, am I ready to see this? But what they're showing me is that the guys are saying that there is that. There's going to be the dating there. And then I see someone really getting intense with you around business. It's like, and I see you kind of, that kind of offends you. It's like you take pride in what you do. You don't like to mix the two. You don't mind dating around, but you don't like to be, like, in the project. You don't like to, I don't see you doing like a National Enquirer of let's make the movie and let's make the love and let's get all wild. I see you going, I'll do my production, I'll make dating with you, but there's a distinction there, and I feel that's going to be coming here in the year.
Wait, so I will meet the right person there?
Yes.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is true. Okay. Well,
yeah, just be careful of that other one. There's someone who's trying to, like, I know that they're looking for just that hot time. You know what I mean?
I don't want that. I don't want to catch it. I want to live and everything. But it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Follow us. Don't forget, you guys, to go on to psychicsgonewild.com and put in for that Christmas basket. Tomorrow night we'll be giving another one away. We've got a couple contests. Those of you who've seen Psychic Celeste, Sarah Sequist just won herself a free reading, and she said she had spotted her in Sedona and knows that they're going to be coming on Psychics Gone Wild. We also have Darren, and he had caught a report of her on Facebook. So Psychic Celeste doesn't realize that we are watching that psychic, and she will be back on her night here later on this month. It's me and Psychic Dina Flanagan and 864. You did get in. I know you want to kill us. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Dawn. And actually, I just had a quick question. I know you're short on time. I had lost a diamond nugget ring, like a diamond ring, 14 carat, and I have not been able to find it for so long, and I just want to know where it is, or some, you know, if it's gone, or I've had it for a really long time.
I see grass and dirt. I feel like it was lost outside. They're showing me grass and dirt.
It looks to me like it's the back of the house. It looks like it's, mm-hmm. I feel like it's at her house. It looks like to me that it did come off, and I do think you will find it later. I feel you're going to find it later. What's ironic about it was it didn't seem like it was even looser than going. There's something else that happened here. Was it in your pocket? Were you carrying it? Because I don't see it sliding. It looks like it was.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember losing it, actually. I thought it was in my jewelry box, and then it wasn't there.
But I feel like it, and I keep feeling that it's going to come to the point of it's going to come out. And what's ironic about it, with what I keep seeing, was it was done sometime when some things were going on, and it's like I feel like it was put in your pocket, and then it come out of the pocket, like by a flower bed, something there was bent, you know. Yeah. And it just ironically that I do agree with you. The angels tell me they're going to bring it back for you now. Definitely, Dawn, get a hold of me on my site. I do a class where we do work with objects. It's a really good metaphysical exercise, and you can bring it to you. You can manifest and bring your objects to you. This is a good example.
Okay, great. That sounds great. I'll have to check that out because I've been looking for a long time. All right, well, you guys have a great night. I may have another caller, so thank you so much.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Play.
She
rocks. Can we keep her? Going here with the energy. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. You're a very polite person, Dawn. We're going to keep you. 530, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. And how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. I'm going to ask a really, it's probably a big question, but I am also, it's a big one. It's a big, big one. But I mean, if it's too big, that's okay. I'll ask another one. But there is a woman in town that went missing in August, and it's a male. And so somebody brought this to my attention. And so I'm just kind of getting kind of a feeling for different psychics and what they may think and feel, just you know, what they think she might be, or she's still here on the plane. And so I can just give you a quick, her name. She was going from Santa Cruz to San Diego. She's going to her mother's birthday party. She's 70 years old. Her name is Deanne, and she was a psychic. And isn't it funny that, you know, I'm thinking she can definitely get through to us if she needs to find her. I don't know if you can feel into it that this quick notice, but I just thought maybe I could bring it up to your attention and see what you feel.
Thank you, Deanne. And I'm seeing a vehicle. This has been how long she's been gone?
Since August, yeah.
I see there was a problem with the vehicle. I feel there was a problem with the vehicle and that she had pulled over.
Okay.
Are you getting that, Dina?
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm getting. But also I'm feeling like there's something right in the stomach solar plexus area. I'm feeling a heaviness, a crushing almost.
Yeah, I'm feeling that something did happen there. I don't feel it was really good. I mean, really, on here, I do feel that there's something else going. I feel like that some things happen, and I feel like this was come on. And, you know, this is the thing. As a psychic, we have to be aware of our own. I do feel like some other things were going on for her at the time. I think that she was trying to get things handled, and she was going through stress is why she was taking this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Her mind was on to the
thing. Yeah, she was going to, this is all I know, she was going to her mother's birthday party, and she never arrived. So no one has seen her since August. There's no sign of her car. Just went
How
missing
old was
completely.
She?
70.
The woman that's missing is 70?
Yes.
And she was going to her mother's birthday party.
Yeah, I know. So her mom was quite old. That's
yeah.
what I was thinking. Interesting.
Yeah.
And so, and I asked the question: did she have dementia? Was she, you know, had she? In everything's nope. She was fine. She had driven that way before.
And
her son, you know, that's his. This is all the information I got. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and all the psychics have seen the same thing. That she pulled over, that she had something in her stomach.
Yeah.
Also, I just don't feel she's here. I think she's on the other side. But I do think that there was some foul play. I really do.
I'm hearing too. There was foul play, but that's also where the crushing of the stomach was. Somebody grabbed her from behind. Yeah.
That's what I think. And three other psychics saw a Hispanic male that she picked up at a gas station. Now, that one felt like, I don't know if you're seeing, and then when she drove this person to the area, wherever, and the Elk Grove came up, this area, Elk Grove, and I even went on the map to see where that could be. And that is on the way from Santa Cruz, but, you know, it's a big area. Yeah, it's a big area. So I don't know if anything comes your way or she comes to you. You know, maybe she'll come through one of us in a sense, because there is a lot of people. I'm sending it out to a lot of other mediums. So I'm feeling that she will get in touch with one of us. You know,
Did she have brown hair when she was in her prime or what have you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
And she was gray.
Yeah.
So
and you're gray. Yes, yeah, she was gray when she went. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they're bed in her prime. Was it kind of curly? Wavy, curly, something.
Wavy, curly.
Like she curled
it. I think
it
would
or...
have been if. Yeah, I think it would have been if she let it, you know, go longer. I think it would have been curly. Yeah.
And did she wear glasses?
And she was. And this is what I didn't know. This is so funny. But she was she lived in Santa Cruz growing up, and she was her and her husband were both psychics. And the funniest thing is her son. It's kind of a full circle thing, isn't it? That psychics are going to help find her, and that's what I feel. And her son, you know, growing up with this in his family, kind of poo-pooed the whole thing. So it's real interesting because anytime we get anybody saying anything, we send him all the information so that he can start to put it together and see where they're hitting, you know, a common ground, you know. And I think that's what's going to happen. I'm going to send him the show so maybe he can hear it and get more information, yeah. But
did you say the car is missing or
the car is missing? They've never found the car. Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. Like the car's missing, the body's missing.
Everything, yeah.
Everything is missing.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it felt like, two separate things. You know, like someone took the car and then hurt her. Yeah. And and that's what I kept seeing, that, you know, it was like it was a big field. It felt like she was just thrown off the side of the road kind of thing. They took the car. And someone else picked up L.A. twice. And that makes a lot of sense. They could have, you know, broken
the
car or something. Yeah.
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 That's where the car was taken. Yeah. Chalked
yeah,
up
you feel that
before.
Too. Yeah.
I do, big time.
What
right,
was her
good.
Name again?
Deanne.
Deanne, that's what I should know that. I'm Dina.
Well, I so appreciate it. I know that's a really big question, but I just know that if we just start that, the energy, maybe something will come up. And I'll leave my email with you in case some more information comes to you. That would
be
great.
Are there, in that area, are there like big dirt hills or cliffs or something?
Yes, absolutely. It's all Santa Cruz and San Diego. You do go through a lot of like wooded, cliffed areas.
That's
what
I'm seeing.
Yeah, that was what. Yeah, yeah.
That's
we don't know the direction. Somebody also saw what was it? 781, which is if you go on the map, it what took you off that major road, but it would be something that she could have done or they could have done. That's my feeling with the car. So we've sent all this information to the son. He owns a newspaper in town, so hoping that he gets all this and puts some of it to use, you know. But yeah. Anyway, thank you. I'm going to let you get to your other people. I know you're in it, but thank you. I so appreciate it. Just the fact that you picked up on some of the same things is really validating. So thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And we hope to help you guys, and we love this when we continue. We have 6 minutes left. We have 13 callers in the queue besides me and Dina. So obviously we're not going to get to everyone, but please, 773-897-6461 is tomorrow night. We are going to be giving out prizes, and you can always get a hold of us. Dina, tell them where they can get a hold of you.
I can be reached at 207-752-1399 or EssenceOT@AOL.com. That's ESSENCEOT@AOL.com or PsychicHealer11@gmail.com.
And you guys can get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, or you can catch me at JethroSmith.net. That's JethroSmith.net. We love all of you. We know it's the holiday season. Remember, tip your psychic or at least get a reading by us so we can continue to do these things that we do for you. We love all of you. We know you guys enjoy the mini readings. More importantly, we enjoy showing you and helping you become the best that you can be. We're going to try and take one more caller out of most of you. Some of you have been on the show. I know that you guys are wanting longer hours. We get more paid readings. We will do more readings. Dina, we got to go longer. I guess we're getting more wilder. 770, what do you know?
Oh, hello?
770. You got on, 770.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, and waiting for you.
Yes. I want to know, I want to reach my dad on the other side. Anybody can tap into that?
Yes. We need to get permission.
Did she say she wants to reach her dad?
Yes, on the other side.
Oh, I don't know why they're showing me a J or J name.
Yes, his name is Jesse.
He passed a little while ago?
No, he died. He passed a long time ago.
Yeah, was he right? That's what he's saying. He passed a while ago, but Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Because he's talking about your sister right now.
She passed, right?
She's passed, yeah.
She was 19 when she passed.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about that he wanted to validate by talking about his sister, and that he's with her. And are you going through some change right now? Do you have a decision to make? Some change decision?
Yes, I'm going to change my diet.
Yeah, because he's talking about that you need to go through this change, and and you will be much better for it. Did he pass for health reasons?
My mom said he got shot.
Your mom said he got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and but did he die instantly, or did he go to the hospital?
I think he went to the hospital and then he passed.
Yeah, because that's what it said when he was showing me he died from like health reasons, like a wound or something. In other words, he didn't die instantly. He didn't die in a car crash. This is what they're showing me. What do you want to know? What do you want to ask him or know?
Well, I have brothers, and I'm trying to find my brothers, and no one can tell me where they are.
Brothers? The brother Jethro, do you see anything there?
I do see there, and I see that it's like the guides are telling me with him that he is coming back and forth and has been trying to help you for a little bit work on some other stuff to go through with your life. And I'm feeling what's been happening is you're feeling his presence there. You feel him when there's things happening. You've got some things that he wants. He said you need a man there to help you do some stuff there. Lately you've been, it's like things aren't getting taken care of. There's something going on like with some water heater, water. Something's going on with your house with some of that, like the plumbing.
Well, I live in an apartment.
And he's telling me that. He's telling me you need to have someone there to kind of help you with stuff. It's funny, you rent, but that's what he's telling me. And he's telling me that you are going through some other situation. I agree with what Dina was saying about the physical. I'm feeling that you've had some other stuff in your health kind of going through too. I feel that that's what he really wants to do with it. We're running out of time, and I'm sorry, but I would get with us and send a picture and have us do like an email reading, or also get with and do a Skype where we can actually talk to you and see you on the phone with the telephone, you know, and do it that way. I'm going to thank you. We're running to the last. We're going to be cutting out the rest of you guys. I'm sorry. We got 2 minutes. Dina, was there anything you wanted to tell everybody before we get turned out?
No, not just kind of like everybody should be enjoying this fresh new energy that we just shifted into. And just kind of like breathe into it and take it in and just say your prayers for the future, because this is what this fresh new energy is doing.
It is, and I want to thank you, and I thank you, Yuka Rose with Fever. We've started that song with me and Dina, and it's become a thing. You guys have got the fever. We've got a lot of you guys out there motivated, doing the energy, and I want to thank all of you. We started out with the topic of psychic children. I don't want anyone to forget, if you have a psychic child, don't try to shut them down by doing a lot of negative and blocking. Encourage them to do white work. Encourage them to talk to them about the faith. Talk to them about your spirituality. Always make sure that... But children that have dreams that are psychic, do not scare them before they go to bed. Their imaginations are already active as children. Then add the fact that, like we were and Dina were talking about, we've got all this extra stuff going on in there. Work with the children, your children on that. And we love you. It was a great talk. We're going to be talking about that topic again tomorrow night, Friday night, with Channeling on the Other Side, Amy Kavanaugh, back on Fridays. You guys wanted her. She's Mondays and Fridays. Would you leave the woman alone? She's going to be back. We've got Maureen and Nola will be here talking about their book, talking about people on the other side, and they're writing another one. So you guys get ready, because Maureen's got her tarot card, so she's going to read them right on the radio. See you tomorrow night.